Pennant are just the last 10 or 15 years they haven't used that for cultivating land because they said it was a salty land and you couldn't grow anything on it. And the cattle wouldn't even eat the grass that grew on it. But now they graze it and they graze anything down in there. It has...
They've changed their minds, huh? Or it's leached out somewhere.
It's leached out somewhere. Now the same thing happens when they irrigate here with the Washita River and the river bottoms. Down there in just a few years they ruin their land, then they have to stop that irrigation and just let it go back again. And then later it gets over several years, it doesn't raise very much, it doesn't produce much. Then they go back again and cultivate it again.
What would you call land that has old wet ground in it and cattails?
Marshy land.
And what would you call that place where the land is wet and where the cattails are?
Well, it's marsh, I guess. It's just, I think.
What are some of the streams around here? The little ones and then the bigger ones and then the biggest ones?
Well, the Washita River and the Canadian River, and then we have Salt Creek and Bitter Creek, and there's two branches of Bitter Creek. And then on over east, there's Walnut Creek, and what's that other creek over there?
Hmm?
What other creek is over there east of Bitter Creek?
Rushy?
Huh?
Rushy?
Yeah.
Spring Creek on the way on over.
Yeah, Spring Creek, and then this west there's Ionine Creek that has really given the people 10-12 miles east west of here trouble. It overflows, and then the soil conservation people are working it over and damming it and getting it under control now, but it has been a bear cat for the last 25-30 years. It was a beautiful country and very productive until it got out of bounds. See, they didn't know how to farm it, and farmed it in row crops, and it washed down gullies and sides of the field and everything, and then it just got clear out of control. But they're getting it back now to where it'll be pretty much.
What flows into a creek?
Well, just other creeks, I guess.
Is there anything around here called a branch?
Well, I guess you'd call them branches, but we don't. I think they just.
House.
Fine.
That's a branch of your house. It hid there on your father's farm and goes down through there. It doesn't have a name on the branch.
Well, yes, I guess it has always been called a branch. It doesn't have a name. It, just begins there on our farm and goes through it, and then it goes into other creeks on.
Is there water in that all year round?
All year round, and it's always clear. It's sandy land, and it's spring fed, and there's springs all up and down that creek.
What do you call a creek bred when there's, or where there's no water?
Canyon. Dry canyon.
And
I don't know why they say dry canyon, but they do, because sometimes there's water in them after rain, of course.
And if you're going to water your stock, where would you water them?
In the ponds, dams.
Now, where would you build a pond?
Well, somewhere on some of the drainage creeks that go in. We have a little pond right over there. Okay.